Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. And that's why, regardless of being a fighter, anything, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man.
I am cold. I am emotionless. I am zen, at peace, ready for war. So I pay no attention to how he is feeling or how he is gonna feel. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way is not good for them.
All my life, people have tried to control me. My whole life.
Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you marry. We can't change what we are. Can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
You have a choice to make. Do you want to sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. It takes that misunderstanding of people, and they'll never get it because they were never David Goggins. So that is what it takes for me to do what I do. It may take you something differently. So for me, everything has to be in the study. Everything has to be into this. Everything has to be in everywhere I am. It has to be there. Me.
And if I die, I want to die, man.
I'm stronger. I'm smarter. I'm better. I am better.
Lose. I don't lose. I win. I win. That's my job. That's what I do.
It's not fair. I'm sitting on the couch. This shit brings it out. Makes you that C4. This is the tension, the pressure of life combined with inside what your head's saying, your heart's believing. Boom. Birth of a new you. That's fucking living. Think this, what is this shit? Think I pissed myself? No. All this shit right here is the old me. The weaker me. Getting the fuck out. The stronger portion inside myself, because we don't need you anymore. Stop being the fucking parasite. No longer is there a free ride for your ass. Get the fuck out.
Get out! Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Compete! That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Go to class. I just left the school telling these kids, act like you play football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive.
So what you say to yourself is important. There's no fucking coach. There's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. So think about this. You've been working your whole life to get a fucking seat at the table. The seat at the table is you want to be the best amongst all the best people in your fucking career field. So you finally get that letter. It's steak, lobster. It's a big dinner. Everybody's showing up, dressed to the nines. Make sure you show up soaking wet from fucking getting after it, working out hard. Towel on your neck. You respect the event, so make sure you put that towel on that nice chair so you don't fuck it up. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
You know, if every time someone asks you a question, you try to say the right answer, your entire life is a test. And when did you have the most anxiety in grammar school and high school?
No question.
On test day.
No question.
So your entire life become this test. I ain't trying to say the right answer. I am just doing what I feel. My mama said trying is failing. There is no ifs, woulds, coulds, shoulds. It just is, and we just are.
Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
At some point, everything's gonna go south on you. Everything's gonna go south and you're gonna say, this is it. This is how I end. Now you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem. Then you solve the next one. And then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
We're not proud of ourselves for the small accomplishments. What we need is we need this monstrosity of a thing to happen and say, I did it. Nah. There's a process that you have to go through, and patience is the process. And if we don't have patience, after a week, I haven't lost 30 pounds and I'm done. I'm over it. So that's what I found out with people, man. They're not patient enough to realize and to enjoy the moment, not live in it, just enjoy it. There's no finish line in life, but enjoy that moment. Roger that, man. I lost 5. Let me go 10 next week.
Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked.
Fuck trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
Can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You gotta touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. I wanna move to the nicest neighborhood. I wanna fly first class. I wanna go to Hawaii. I wanna go to Australia. I made a decision. Enough is enough.
Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them. The spectators have tried it and failed it and remain sitting down. They don't get up anymore because they don't believe it enough. The naysayers' disbelief overrides their ability, potential, and mental capacity that they can be more than that. Champions life are headstrong. You come in here headstrong for this workout. It's gonna take everything. This is madness. This is a super fucking psycho workout. But if you have it up here, and you go through it out there, guys, you will leave here not only physically dominating, but mentally unstoppable. It all starts today, if you're ready to transform.
Halfway success is through the door of your fear. Otherwise, it'll beat you down.
So I've been grinding lately. Had to go back to the fucking lab. Readjust some shit in my brain. Put a lot of miles in. Every day, run over 20 miles a day. Getting up early, going to bed early, eating the right shit. This last week, started taking a toll on me. I usually don't think too much. Get my shoes on, head the fuck out. I've been thinking a lot. That internal voice that's been talking to me, talking about, oh man, you're tired. Looking at my shoes about 30 minutes before I put the motherfuckers on. Pushing back the time of that I go out to go run. So I decided to tape record myself. That internal voice I put on tape. Sound like a straight bitch when I listen to that motherfucker. So if you ever have a hard time out there, tape yourself. Listen to what kind of bitch you're being.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a fucking danger zone.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it.
If I was to try and sum up some of this idea about being a man or being a good human, it's like those books. I wrote a book called Extreme Ownership. That number one, take responsibility for what you're doing. Take ownership of your world. Take ownership of your life. There's number one. Number two, the second book, Dichotomy of Leadership. Be balanced. Be balanced. Don't be extreme. Extreme, look, do you have to sometimes get out there in the fringes a little bit? Occasionally, You probably had some business situations where you're like, all right, I got to let go half of my staff right now. That's an extreme move, but that's how we're going to start. Do you have to do that sometimes? Yes, you do. But don't let that be where you live. Live in the center. Live in a stable area. And then finally, discipline equals freedom.
The reason why we go back to old habits is because our goals are too lofty. We're not achieving our goals fast enough. So what happens is, you know what? Oh, man, we're very impatient nowadays. For me, it was good. I didn't have a phone. I was out of this world by myself. It was a race against David Goggins. It wasn't a race against, God, I want to look good for this person or that person. It was me. I got to change myself.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge because everything else is petty.
Take all your energy for the dream because you're going to need it. And so if the second thing I can teach you is, for every dream you have, take at least a week or 30 days and write down every single thing that it's going to take to make it happen. And I want you to know something. After you write everything down, you still have not written everything down because you don't know what's going to happen. And so life normally breaks you because when it hits you, you wasn't ready. But if you're ready, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. If you stay ready and you stay plugged up, when you hear bad news, it don't break you because you already energized.
So what's your fucking excuse? Is it too cold where you live? Is it too hot where you live? Does it rain too fucking much? Now it's time for some real fucking talk. Maybe you're the only black person applying for a fucking job. Maybe the only female. Maybe the only fucking gay person. Job, whatever the fuck it may be. Maybe that shit's in your fucking head. Maybe that's your excuse for not being better. Life's a real big fucking picture. When I was young, all those things got in my head. Black, fucking not smart enough, single mom, all that bullshit owns space in my head. If you're allowing people and things and situations to own space in your fucking head, you're losing. Last thing. Life's one big fucking head game. You play with yourself. If you lose, it's because you allow life to get in your fucking head. Stay hard.
Thank God. Believe in yourself. Every single person that you look up to, every single success story that inspires you, every single championship story that you say, damn, dude, one day that's going to be me, they all went through this. Every fucking single one of them. So don't think it's just you. Don't take it personal, but use it as fuel. Because if you can execute, you cannot be fucking stopped. And let me remind you of one little thing before we let you go. If you quit and you do retire back into the framework of normalcy, you know what they're going to say 10 years from now about you? They're going to say, yeah, he tried, but he fucking failed. Just like I knew he would. So you can decide, do you want to go down the path and face the criticism and face the hate and face the frustration and face the pain and use it as fuel and then go on to fucking win and inspire and teach and lift people up? Or do you want to retire into the framework of normalcy?
This workout, head strong. Because that's how you have to be. Mentally tough up here. If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen. If you're short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become reality. You guys have got to believe in yourself. Headstrong, mentally tough. It's the only way through the bullshit here in life. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief.
There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, no. It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline. No motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people fucking use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is going to fucking suck. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just fucking did. I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read.
So really the truth is most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's not going to be your journaling. It's not going to be your grounding. It's not going to be your granola lunch. It's not going to be you living in the fucking van. It's not going to be your therapy. It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become, and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for. And all of this other shit is just band-aid shit to try and fix something that you know is a real problem in yourself.
When you can't control what's happening, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is. Control what you can control. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I go to. All right, in this moment, if it's going out of my way, it's going out of control, if it's spinning out of, what can I control in this moment? I can control my attitude, I can control my words, I can control my perspective, I can control the lens of which I see it. What can I control in the moment when I can't control something externally, right? Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person, which is the things that I can control when I'm viewing a situation, when I'm responding to a situation. Most importantly, can I use it?
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today?
If you want to give up, you can give up. This is your choice. You can do whatever you want. Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
So this morning, I was getting ready to go for a run with a few guys. So I was taking my shirt off, and they saw my stretch marks. And one guy asked me, where the fuck did you get those stretch marks from? So I had to share with this guy where all this scarring was. That was 297 pounds, insecure, had doubts, had a fucked up, just a fucked up mind. So there's a lot of scars we have on our bodies that people can see, and they tell a story. But a lot of us have scars in our brains about fucked up lives, bad childhoods, bad adulthood, whatever the fuck you're going through. Those scars in your brain, we don't talk about, we hide. Scarring is proof that our past is real. But the one thing we do is we allow it to control our lives. And we get off the log. Well, it's time to get back on the log and not have those scars define the rest of your fucking life. Sometimes you gotta fight pain with pain. Stay hard.
Fuck their doubts and their criticism and their bullshit and their loser mentality. Put it all up here on your shoulder. And when you don't feel like it, and when you're frustrated, and when you want to quit, take the proper amount out. And the proper amount is the amount that gets you off your ass and gets you executed. Because if you're executing day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, over the course of time, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what your mom says, regardless of what your dad says, regardless of what your cousins say, regardless of what the internet says, if you are executing day in and day out, no matter what.
The reason why you're not doing it is not because you don't have what it takes to do it, not because you don't have the ability to do it, but whatever it is you say you're going to do, the meaning is not strong enough. Somehow the meaning is not strong enough. You've not put enough value in it. You don't have enough skin in it.
So again, I would love to be able to, you know, give you this profound anchor that people need to have. But it's like, oh, do you want to do this or not? Which is what I think a lot of it boils down to. Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
When you're nothing, nothing, and change yourself into something like me, you call it happiness, peace, whatever the fuck you want to call it, people are missing exactly what went on with David Goggins. Why don't you smile? I do. But I figure something out. That's why I am never, you'll never hear me say I'm missing something. I found it years ago. You find it in the suck. You find it in the suck, and you find it repeatedly in the suck, to the point where you know exactly who you are. Most people are missing something because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. they never examined themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves.
You played around with so much that you don't have nothing to lose if you don't do it. What I'm telling you is, you got to create the type of scenarios, not the goal, the type of scenarios that if it doesn't work, you lose everything. And because you cannot lose everything, you got to make it happen. So I don't need you focusing on cars and money and stuff. You're going to get that. I need you to focus on why you were born in the first place. Why are you here on Earth for this particular time? What are you doing here? So there is no playtime. There is no fun time. If you don't know what you want, then you've not begun to live yet.
Get a lot of questions about how I lost so much weight. People want to know how they can get started. So basically, you're thinking too much off the bat. When I lost my fucking weight, I didn't look for a trainer. I didn't do all that thinking. I didn't go on Jenny Craig. I didn't do all that shit. What I did was I basically stopped eating so much fucking food. I cut my calories down. So as far as the workout goes, we overthink that also. Until you find a trainer, go out there and start fucking walking. Put some shoes on, start running. Go to the gym, do the elliptical trainer. It's not rocket science. A lot of folks talk about overtraining. You gotta train first before you can overtrain. Sometimes you wake up in the morning time and you're sore and you feel like you're overtrained. No, you got sore fucking legs. Get out of your own head and stop overthinking it. Stay hard.
It is whatever it takes. That's the lie of society, okay? The lie of society is that you can win with...
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Outdoing whatever it takes, and you just can't. You're not that good. I'm not that good. Nobody's that good. Nobody. Okay? So to think that you can get by and build a career as an entrepreneur.
All my life, I was the underdog. They told me I wasn't good enough. They told me I was dreaming too big. They said a kid from the LBC couldn't make it. But guess what? I didn't let none of that stop me. I stayed true to myself. I stayed focused on the vision. And I turned them no's into yeses. See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts. It's heavy. But it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about, you won't break me. You can't take me.
Never forget to train your fucking mind. In life, a lot of us work our fucking ass off trying to get to a better place. A place
place that makes us feel better about ourselves. Some people want to do ultra races. They're starting to PR during training. Some people want to be a lawyer or a medical student. So they're taking these practice tests and they're fucking crushing the practice tests. But guess what happens? Once you get to the actual fucking event, your mind isn't ready. Your mind's not prepared. You've been studying, you've been training, you've been working out, but your mind's not prepared. Story for you. When I was 19 years old, I was going through the Air Force trying to be a pararescueman. I was doing push-ups, sit-ups, swimming. I was doing all this shit, knocking out of the park. One of the best in the class. But the second the fucking obstacle got in my fucking way, I wasn't prepared for it mentally. I was a beast. All I was doing was I was training a bigger, stronger, faster, quicker. You gotta train your fucking mind for all obstacles that might get in your way. Stay hard and find more of yourself. Stay hard.
Some of you have sold your greatness and your destiny for a couple dollars. And what I'm doing now, I was doing 20 years ago, and I have not been. I didn't break. So what? You don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. So what? You don't see my greatness. So what? You don't understand how I do what I do. This is what I've been called to. It is your losses that will humble you. It is your losses that will give you a drive. It is your losses that will allow you not to make the same mistake over and over again. You are not your past.
And part of the courage, the biggest part of the courage, is to make decisions, stand on those decisions when really nobody else is in your corner. You've got to make those decisions for you. And that takes courage. And when you don't have courage and you don't make decisions, you become one of these NPC people in the world who just kind of floats through life and ends up being bitter and pissed and frustrated because they're not able to create anything, all right? And I think that most people, the reason that they lack success in their life, especially from a financial aspect, is that they lack the courage to make the decisions that need to be made to put them in the position that they want to be. And I really think that's a big part of it. And I never really thought about it until I watched everybody DM me and email me and text me and say, I'm so proud of you for speaking up, and then watch them not do shit. And then when I took inventory of who those people are, all of them were struggling.
And that's the beautiful thing about working out and fitness and controlling your own world, because you own this, man. This is all you. You know, when you're in shape, man, you don't walk through life, you run through it. And then while you're running through it, you see somebody to your right and left, you're positive too. Fucking kicking it.
And I'm looking at myself in the mirror going like, God, dog, dude, you are something else, man. Like, you have created a character. I want to be at the cool guy table, and whatever I could do to get attention, I did. It wasn't me. It wasn't who I was inside, but I was scared for anybody to know who I was inside. So in that accountability mirror, I call it, I got real with myself. I said, you have a third grade reading level, which is hard to admit when you're a junior in high school, that you copied them. Every single thing you did.
Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
You need that X factor. You need that leg up. It's too f***ing hard. This workout will ensure that you never have to question your intensity. You make it through this, guys, you're gonna make it through life. I said leg up because that's what this is. It's a leg workout, and it will bring you a leg up in life. It's intense, man. I'm not sure I'm ready for it, but the challenge of that inspires me to reach barriers I haven't been to, and I'm excited to share them with you. And you guys watching this, share them with yourselves and friends, and together, we'll be part of society that doesn't take second place as first. There's first place and then it's forgotten.
Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day. Somebody said yesterday, E.T., you gave 120. What you gonna do tomorrow? I said, I don't know. Get 140. I don't know, but I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste.
A lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, we have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Coliseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists
because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? Fuck that. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't have to wake up. Don't worry about that. When you're in school, you know what? Fuck that, man. It's too hard to study. So don't study. You know what? Don't eat healthy, because you don't have to. So guess what? When you fail, don't blame your mom. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame teachers. The only person you have to blame is yourself.
A lot of people think self-talk works. It does. But it doesn't work without the suffering before your mind starts saying we need self-talk. So what I tell myself is I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here. And that becomes my self-talk. Self-talk does not work unless it is real. Most of us lie to ourselves in the self-talk. It doesn't work. It has to be real. It has to be something that you've done.
Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. You have to get up. Every day when I get up out of bed, I strap up and I'm getting ready for fucking war. Because I know I'm coming in here. I know a bunch of bad shit's going to happen that I'm going to fucking deal with. And if that's not bad enough, when I finally get out of here, I'm probably going to go to the casino. And I'm going to get into another fucking war. You know what I mean? I thrive in chaos. I actually love chaos. Everybody talks about retiring. Fuck that shit.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it.
This is the reward right now. This is where you get to show it all off.
Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life, because obviously you are. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. That's why there's a lot of average. And it makes me so fucking mad. Every day I walk this earth and I see average all over the fucking place. And they want to ask me, how did you do it? I can't tell you how, because you're not going to do it.
You may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
It's our time right now. Being a legend is a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Because I went from a victim to a victor.
You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away.
So there's a lot of pockets of weakness nowadays. And we try to fill those pockets with lies. I did it for many years. So, I'm out here in Colorado for a conference. And I go to the gym and this trainer calls me over to talk to this group of people he's training. He says, hey man, what are you doing out here? So I tell him, he says, what kind of workouts are you doing? I said, well, one workout I'm doing is I'm climbing up this mountain, 3,000 feet, 3 miles. Because I do that every day. So the next day I'm out looking for him. Didn't see him. A couple days later, looking for him. Didn't see him. So here I am on the mountain again, climbing it. And there's a gondola that takes you up, takes you down. I'm going up it. I see a gondola. I'm about 5 minutes from the top. I look up at the gondola. I see him, face pressed up against the window, looking at me, our eyes meet. It's called a look. When you take a motherfucker's soul, don't talk about it. Be about it. Practice what you preach. Stay hard.
The fear does not exist out here, guys. It only exists in here. And it's up to us to give birth to it or to kill it. Its weakest state is that birth. As soon as that fear arises, that fear will cause hesitation. And that hesitation will cause that fear to become a reality, if not fought right then. And the longer you hesitate, the greater the fear becomes, the more transfer of energy and confidence to fear.
You have to learn, what do you want in your life? We have so much influence coming at us that we are so lost. We don't know what we want to do because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. You have to learn to shut off a phone, shut off a computer, shut off a TV. And it's okay to sit in a room by yourself in a chair and just think about you, where I want to be, where do I see myself tomorrow, the next year from that. And it takes a lot of self-discipline to be able to do that nowadays, because you want to be so attached to everything. You want to be so caught up with the world. The world's moving too fast. The world's moving so fast that you're trying to keep up to the point where you lose yourself.
Don't aim for mediocre. 99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think. I love that. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. Think of if you're the sort of person who is regularly surprised by how well things go, that's maybe a good indication that could be about you. And I'm certain that most capable people don't believe in themselves enough. And a lack of confidence killed more dreams than a lack of competence ever did.
Every day that you don't do work, you're going backwards. And it definitely will hurt you, and it'll show up. You can't get away with what you got away with when you were 23. It doesn't work. You have to stay ahead of it.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it.
Reality is, it's going to take everything you got. Reality is, if you don't have a big old chip on your shoulder that you could draw from and then have it push you down the road, you're not going to fucking make it. So when you look around and you start feeling bad because these people are criticizing you, because these people are attacking you, because these people are doubting you, I challenge you to flip the perspective to one where you're thankful for that. Because eventually you'll become so successful, you won't have people doubting you anymore. You won't have people criticizing you like that. You won't have people that don't believe. And you won't have that fuel, and you wish you did. So learn how to use it.
So you know, if you've ever gone to the mall, there's this store called Build-A-Bear. And all these little kids are in that store trying to build the bear, the perfect bear that they want. Take it home, be happy. Yeah, I'm talking about build a fucking bear right now. So we have the same tools to do that with our own personal lives. But what happens is the quitting mind comes in. We have to find our new norm. Our new norm is something like this. When I was going through SEAL training, it's only supposed to be 6 months. I was there for 18 fucking months. Kept on getting set back and set back and set back. You gotta change your mindset to know my whole job now is at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get the shit kicked out of me for 18 months. You gotta create that new norm. That has to be your lifestyle. You are the master of your own mind. Create that masterpiece. Be proud of yourself at the very end of it all.
You go after it, you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible.
Entrepreneurship journey is not for the faint of heart because it is a very, very lonely road. And it seems as though everyone can spit venom your way and point fingers at you, but you are the man in the arena. You are the woman in the arena. And he or she who is in the arena doesn't need to worry about the fingers being pointed, the venom being spit, the words being said, the insults being hurled by those on the sidelines, or even those who are advancing themselves, maybe those who are on the same journey as you. If they want to throw shade your way, it says so much more about them than it does about you.
If you have no point of reference or experience, but you have people around you who are telling you, hey, we know this business, this is what you need to do to become a leading man and to become a movie star, you can't be what you were, you have to be what they are. Then you realize, well, actually, the most important thing is to be what I was and am and will be tomorrow, and that's real. And again, that's when everything starts to conform. Hollywood conformed. And I find like, and what I have found, and I'm sure you guys will agree, is that when you take that kind of action, that kind of step of following your gut and your intuition, taking that step, whatever it is.
You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? Your friend, a lot of people out here, just don't fucking want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life.
Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there. I don't care if LeBron's playing. So let me ask you again. Do you want to be in the NBA?
Yes!
Well, let's make that happen. Never back down.
Dude, it's not that much harder to take action against a massive goal than it is a small goal. You have X amount of energy that needs to be expended. You have X amount of time that needs to be applied. And the time and the energy that need to be expected for a small goal and a big goal are really not that much different. So if you're going to be working and you're going to be putting the time in and you're going to be sweating and grinding and be frustrated and do all this shit that you got to do, you might as well try to be the best in the world at it because it's going to take the same amount of time and energy anyway.
Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you.
And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now?
Learning from the previous mistakes and make it happen.
But I realize I wasn't born this motherfucker. I made him. At the bottom of insecurities, fear, self-doubt, lies, was me buried in the fucking fetal position. How I got out of that was recognizing it, being honest with it, being truthful with it, and then fixing it. We like to live on social media with lies about ourselves, how great we are. Get to the source and fix the problem.
If you want to be excellent and you want to build something huge and you want to have a big life and you want to make a lot of money and you want to kick ass, you better set some big goals and follow it up with some big actions, because you're not going to ever set realistic goals and then have the tiny little realistic actions produce the result that you're trying to get. And I know a lot of people try to block this out along the way. They try to say, well, this is a little milestone, that's my next goal, and this is a little milestone, and that's my next goal. And that's fine, except the actions that are taken in those little steps are always little. They're not massive. And we're capable of producing massive action.
Man, I am so motivated right now for the next endeavor of my life. And I'm gonna try something new. And I'm gonna push it and push it and push it. At the end of my life, no fucking regrets.